prodding China to get tough.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. It's day two of U.S. Commerce Secretary Carlos Gutierrez's visit to China. This morning, he spoke to an audience of American and Chinese business leaders. He urged them to do more to crack down on pirated goods and infringement of intellectual property rights. Ruth Kirshner has more from Beijing.
Gutierrez pointed the finger at criminal gangs and their illicit trade in goods ranging from music and film to medicine and car parts. He warned that failure to crack down could fuel an American backlash.
Another victim of the widespread IP theft in China is American support for expanding our trade relationship.
Gutierrez said to fight piracy, China also needs to open its markets more widely, especially to U.S. entertainment companies.
The current barriers to entry for legitimate goods in the Chinese market create a haven for pirates. If the only way that people can access these movies and motion pictures is through pirated products, then they will do so.
Pirated copies of Hollywood blockbusters sell for as little as $1 in many Chinese cities. Overall, piracy is costing U.S. industry an estimated $2.3 billion a year from lost copyright revenues. In Beijing, I'm Ruth Kirshner for Marketplace.
The U.S. House has rejected a measure that would have normalized trade relations with Vietnam. The rejection comes just 4 days before President Bush is set to make his first visit to the country. The Bush administration had hoped to gain approval on normalization just before the president meets with Vietnamese leader in Hanoi later this week. Republicans are expected to bring the measure up again tomorrow. However, the bill also faces obstacles in the Senate. The Vietnam trade bill had a lot of support from business leaders. They're anxious to get into one of the fastest-growing markets in Southeast Asia. Today, Microsoft releases its own version of the iPod called Zune. But Apple's product is everywhere and dominating the market. Can the company that brought us Windows find an opening? Stacey Vanek-Smith takes a look.
Don't expect to get Microsoft's new music player for a song. At $250, Zune costs about the same as an iPod and holds the same amount of music. Considering Apple controls a whopping 75% of the market, how will Zune compete?
I don't think that Microsoft believes for one second that they're going to go out there and beat up Apple.
Retail consultant Howard Davidowitz says Zune is a long-term investment. Microsoft needs to play catch-up in an industry soon expected to reach about $60 billion.
I think Microsoft looks at this and says, if we're not in this game, they're going to start selling all kinds of other stuff to our customers.
Davidowitz says the timing for Zune's release is good. Microsoft's much-hyped operating system Vista missed the holiday window, and many have started to see Microsoft as a bureaucratic company that can't get products out quickly. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
Walmart is posting strong earnings for the third quarter. The world's biggest retailer says its net income rose to 63 cents per share. That's up from 57 cents per share a year ago. Well, oil is down, and that's generally investors like that. As a result, yesterday, the Dow moved up 23 points to 12,131, and the NASDAQ gained 16 points. It's at 2406. This is Marketplace. A new TV phone is about to hit the market just in time for the holiday shopping season, but don't look for it in the stores. From the Marketplace Innovations Desk at North Carolina Public Radio, Janet Babin explains why.
Nokia's TV phone has a 2.8-inch screen that folds up, kind of like a book. It makes mobile viewing easier. The phone hits store shelves in Asia in a few weeks for about $760, but it won't be available here for the foreseeable future. While there are some mobile TV options, the U.S. largely trails Asia in mobile TV phone readiness. Analyst Daniel Berninger is with Tier 1 Research.
In the U.S., the phone companies are very slow to deploy new services until they can figure out what the business model is. You know, there's copyright issues, and the content folks want their piece.
In Asia, Berninger says mobile competition is so tight, companies must innovate constantly or get hung up on by consumers. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
This is American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the National Urban Fellows, preparing people of all ethnic and racial backgrounds for leadership for more than 36 years at NUF.org. By Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management, Mellon.com. And by the Duke Executive MBA, developing leaders and accelerating careers around the world with 4 top-ranked executive MBA programs for working professionals. DukeExecutiveMBA.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Mark Austin Thomas. The largest mass abduction since the start of the U.S. occupation has taken place in Iraq. Maybe as many as 150 staff and visitors were kidnapped yesterday in a lightning raid on a government research institute in downtown Baghdad. This is the most brazen attack yet on Iraqi academics who've been targeted many times by insurgents. That's caused thousands of professors and researchers to flee to neighboring countries. It's also created a brain drain, which has crippled Iraq's attempts to stabilize itself. The Democrats are in control of Congress, and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has resigned. Both of those factors could create an opening for a new direction in Iraq. Yesterday, the president met with a bipartisan panel known as the Iraq Study Group. That panel is led by former Secretary of State James Baker. One idea being considered is partitioning Iraq into 3 distinct countries. But writer and commentator Reza Aslan says it's a bad idea.
At first glance, it seems like an attractive solution to the problem of Iraq. After all, the country is already bitterly divided along sectarian lines. Partitioning Iraq into 3 distinct states would only formalize what is already taking place on the ground. But Iraq is not as cleanly divided into Sunni, Shiite, and Kurdish factions as it is made out to be. Most Iraqis are linked across ethnic and sectarian lines through intermarriage and strategic alliances. Besides, partition would not solve the greatest difficulty faced by Iraq's factions: how to divide oil revenues evenly. The Constitution is deliberately vague about how to distribute Iraq's oil wealth between the country's Sunni, Shiite, and Kurdish populations. That's a problem, since the vast majority of Iraq's oil resides in the Shiite south and the Kurdish north. The northern city of Kirkuk alone is home to 40% of Iraq's oil fields. Any partitioning of the country would inevitably lead to the permanent exclusion of the Sunnis from sharing in Iraq's oil wealth. And considering that oil makes up 90% of the government's revenue, it is not difficult to imagine how such exclusion would result in an even greater alienation of the Sunnis, and that would no doubt lead to more violence between Iraq sects. The truth is, partition plans rarely lead to less conflict. In fact, rather than stem the tide of civil war, partitioning Iraq would likely only formalize it. It could even lead to an all-out regional war.
Reza Aslan is the author of the book No God But God. Well, you could take us with you if you're on the go. That's because we're podcasting. If you want more information, come to our website. It's marketplace.org. And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.